We are learning with Sefer Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel on Beis, and we are starting four lines from the top. Tan Hasam. Tan Hasam, what's in the Mishnah? Ha'irez, rice, va'adoichin is millet, va'progim is poppy seeds, va'shumshim is sesame seeds. These are all considered kidneyous, and the Mepharshim speak out that, Vuyu and Rashi like that, that this Mishnah means any kidneyous. What's the shear that makes what year the miser is from, the kaveh, the year for the miser? It goes with when it takes root. So it goes with the miser of last year. And if shvius starts that Rosh Hashanah, so it's mutav shvius. If it didn't take root, asurim shvius. Then it took root this year, it's also shvius. And it's chayv miser for the next year. Obviously, when it says chayv miser next year, it's not talking about shvius, because no chayv miser on shmita. It means, and in a regular year, it's misasim shana abba if it takes root after Rosh Hashanah. So what does it say in this Mishnah, in Masech HaShviyas, that when it comes to kidneys, when it comes to beans, these are all considered type of beans in Lashon HaGemara, rice and these things all considered kidneys. So they all go with a new shear called taking root, HaShrishu. Beitin Gemara Kasha. Gemara has a question like this, I don't understand. Amar Rabbanon, the Rabbanon say, Elon goes Basa Chanata. Elon goes with blossoming. Tvua v'zeisim basa shlish, like we just learned. Tvua and zeisim go with shlish. Tvua here means yayin and grains. Wine and grains, and zeisim is olives, so it's oil. Basa shlish, it goes with a third. How much it grows, a third. Yerek, we know, goes basa lakita, when you cut it. Sahani keman, like, where's this new shir called shrishu? I never heard of that shir. I told him, telling him you never heard of shir chanota and lakita. That the Gemara and Daf Yudalad will darshan it with a smachta. But upon him, what's this new shir called shrosh? I never heard of this shir. You either have chanota or lakita or shlish. What's the shrishu? Hani keman shiv rabbanon. What is kidneys like? Is it like a tree? Is it like a vegetable? Or is it like the derisa? What is it? That was a question. Hadam rabba. Metoich shashrim prachim prachim. Azir rabbanon basa ashrasha. So Gemara answers like this. Really, you should go basa lakita when it comes to kidneys. It's like a type of vegetable. It should really be like a vegetable. It's not a tree. So you really should go basa lakita. You should go basa when you gather it. That's when it's kaveh, when it's maisa. The problem is, kidneys, when you pick it, it takes a while. You don't pick it at one time because it's very painstaking work. You have to crack open, it's called prachim. You have to crack open the shells and take out the kidneys. It's a big job. And a lot of times, while you're doing it, it'll turn the next year. You know, you start cutting this, you know, in the middle of El, and you can finish in the middle of Cheshvan. And what happens is, and you get all mixed up. It's little tiny poppy seeds. It's very hard to separate this is from last year and this year. And you know, I'll be mice from one another one. You know, I'll be mice one year another year. You know, and one is mice on, it's all mixed up. So what are you going to do? So therefore, they made that tikkun. They changed it. They said everything goes with taking root. And why is that better? Rashi explains that when they plant it, they always plant it at the same time. Look at Rashi Devar Maskel Ozli. Shebishana achas mishereshes kol asada. It's always in one, the same year they all take root. Shebivas achazerna. So you all plant at the same time. It's planted at the same time. It takes root at the same time. So made at takana, you go basa ashrasha. Because it's really supposed to go basa lakita, but that's not going to work. Because it gets mixed up. Because it takes a while, and then it just get, and then you store it for a while, and it gets mixed up. So therefore, they made a takana. It's only the rabbanon. They don't have a right to do this, and therefore they could make their own kviyas. They said the kviyas is hishrishu. Like the rishonim speak out that vegetables, even though there it's also little things and it takes a while, but there it's different. By vegetables, you don't store it as you cut it, you eat it because it gets spoiled. Vegetables. By shenkin, these seeds, these rice, you store it for a while. It's gonna get mixed up. Since it takes a while to get mixed up, therefore they're masakin, they do basa take root. I'm a rabbi, potentially assuming prachim prachim, as the rabbanon basa ashrasha. I'm a abaya, I don't understand the problem. So for this, I want to speak out Taisus Kasha. It's posh the question, I'm sure to ask the question. We just said, why are we changing the shear? Because it's the rabbanon. The rabbanon have a right to do this. The problem is, we're talking about Shemitah also in that Mishnah, right? Didn't say anything, Maisa. It's Shemitah. Shemitah is the raisa. How do you do that? That's Taisus Kasha. Tema, he says. No, Taisus is Matoich. Vetema, Tenech, Maiz, the Rabbanon. El Shvius, the Raisa, Ava. Dina Basa Lakita, Kashar Yerik. Hei, Chazir, Basa Ashrasha. Lahat of Shvius. So Taisus answers, maybe to what Shvius was Vanazer. But it's a big Daichik. That's what he says. Shvius Vanazer is the Rabbanon. That's what we're talking about here. But that's a very important question. Back to the Gemara. Omle Abaya, V'yitzbar Geroino L'Soichoi. He says, I don't have a problem. The problem is, he says, to get mixed up. What's the problem? Mix it very well together. Which means like this, Abai is now the proof from a Braisa, there's a man called Yesh Bila, that when you mix things together, it mixes so evenly, it mixes very evenly. So he said, what's the big deal? I'll take off Meiser, and automatically came out of my hands some Chadosh, some Yashon. And automatically is Meiser on what's left over, Chadosh and Yashon. So the Yitzbar mix it together, Gorin Lasechav, Nimsa Tarim and Achadosh, Vela Chadosh, Boy, and Yashon, Vela Yashon, Boy. I'll show you in a brisa. We have a shy idea. Milay Tain, look in a brisa. Rabbi Yosi ben Kippur, Amashim Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Pula Mitzri, Zaroi Lezera. Pula Mitzri is a type of bean that they planted it for its for the bean and not for the leaf. Because for the leaf, then it has a halacha of a yerek and it's below the salakita. But here you planted it for the seeds, which is a din kitnius. So as din, it goes basa shrishu. So Pula Mitzri, Zaroi Lezera. Miksasa Hishra for Hashanah, part of it took root before Hashanah, Miksasa Hishra after Hashanah, part of it took root after Hashanah. Even though we spoke about before, usually you plant at the same time, this time they didn't plant at the same time, and you had a case where you had a crop where part of it took root before Hashanah, part of it after Hashanah. So you have a problem over here, right? That ain't Tarim Mashim is Zalza. You can't even take Chuma from this on that. Because ain't Tarim Mashim, you don't take Chuma from Maestris. Loimin Achalos al Yashim from the new on the old. Loimin Yashim al Achalos, not from the old on the new. Ketzeroy says, Zakar Shimon Shazuri, what do you do? Ketzeroy says, Soybe Grain on Seicha, you mix it together. Venimsa, Tairim, Umaisim, and Achadosh, Shabai Alachadosh. It turns out you're taking Maisim from the Chadosh on the Chadosh. Shabai, Umaisim, Yashim, Bai, Yashim, Bai, and from the old on the old. So you see, you can mix it up. So the question is, why do you have to make Atakana and go Basash Rasha? Why do you have to go Basa taking root? Because if you go Basa Lakit, it'll get mixed up. Big deal. Let it get mixed up. It's Yesh Vila, and I'll take off on that. If Shimon Shazuri says that, you can do that. You can mix it up. Amalei, you're asking from Shimon Shazuri, Kamrit? Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Sava Yesh Vila. He holds Yesh Vila, that when you mix something, you mix it evenly. Rabbanon Sava, Ein Bila. Rabbanon hold that when you mix something, it does not mix evenly. They hold Ein Bila. Rabbanon Savri, Ein Bila. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz is, you have to be Masakin that you go Basa taking root. Why? Because if it be Lakita, it'll get mixed up. If it gets mixed up, you have Yesh Bila. No, we hold Ein Bila. So what should come out in the Cheshbin? Rav Shimon Shazuri holds Yesh Bila. He should take a hold that by Kitnius, you go Basa Lakita, right? Because you can mix it up. What does it say in this Braisa? Pula Mitzri, Hishas Ve Hashanah, Hishas Ve Hashanah, go Basa Hashrasha. So it's still Rav Shimon Shazuri, he didn't answer the Kasha. Yeah, it's a kasha on the rabbanon in Bila. This is the next tosis. That's kasha. One after another, the tosis is bamba kasha. Tosis is the tamer again. A tamer. Ma'ika mashani. There's different tosis in tamer. It's a, you know, it's a good kasha. Tamer means you should ask the kasha yourself. But tamer, ma'ika mashani. I had the picture of Shimon Shazuri, the sava yesh bila v'azal basa ashrasha. He might ask the kasha, so he doesn't answer. The Balamar answers that Shimon Shazuri really held. You don't go basa ashrasha. He's going to the dvar of the rabbanon. He's saying, for you, the whole Ashrasha. But Akabonim, this is a big kasha. But Akabonim, that's what comes down to Gemara. That if you hold the Yesh Bila, you can mix it together. If you hold the Ein Bila, you can't mix it together. Om Rabbi Yitzchak ben Achmeni, Om HaShmuel. Halachak Rabbi Yisim and Kippur, Sha'om HaShem HaShem HaShzuri. Rabbi Yitzchak said, HaShem Shmuel, that we pass the HaShem HaShzuri, which means what? That you let him mix up the two in order to take off Chumas and Ma'isis. Why? Because we hold the Yesh Bila, right? We hold the Yesh Bila. That mixes it together. Maskula Rab Zera means Rav Shmuel saying like Shimon Shazuri hold Yesh Bila. Maskula Rab Zera, mi Yom HaShmuel Achi, Shmuel hold Yesh Bila. Va'omah Shmuel, Shmuel says, L'chol Ein Bila, all tvua, fruits, vegetables, there's no Bila. Chutz V'yayim HaShem, besides for wine and oil, which is liquid, that mixes evenly. Everything else is mixed evenly. So hey, it's a steer, two Shmuels. On one hand, Shmuel says Paskin Shimon Shazuri. On the other hand, they say, he says everything's Ein Bila. And for the Gemara, they forgot the other Shmuel. Shmuel says that we go after the Gemara Peri. That means the reason why Shmuel passes the Shimon Shazuri is not because of Yesh Bila. It's because of a different reason, not because of his reason. A different reason he holds why it's Muti. You know why? Because he holds that it goes after Zman Lakita. It goes after Lakita. And therefore, since you cut all this pool at the same time, the pool of Mitzvah at the same time, it's the same year. That's why. Everything finished after Rosh Hashanah. So he passes Shimon Shazuri, but not because of mixing it together. Because he holds, it doesn't go Basa Ashrasha. It goes Basa Gemara Peri. It doesn't go Basa taking root. It goes Basa cutting it. And right now, I cut it together all after Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, it's Mutter. So when he says Alach Shimon Shazuri, it doesn't mean because of Bila. It means for a different reason. Because you go after Gemara Peri. Zokting Maravaiter, Vitzricha. You need all three Shmuels. What are the three Shmuels? One Shmuel says he passes Shimon Shazuri. Another Shmuel says, L'chol ein bila, besides the Yayin and Shemen have bila. Number three is what? That I call Hacha Ach Gemar Peri. Those are the three Shmuels. We need all three Shmuels. If Shmuel just said, I pass in like Rav Shimon Shizuri, what would you think that means? Have Amina, Mishum de Kasava Yashbila. What do you think it means? That you're allowed to mix, that if you mix something, it mixes evenly. The for 1 year and another year, it mixes evenly. Kamash Milan, if we have the other Shmuel, says a Chol Ein Bila. That there's no Bila by regular Tvua, only by Yain and Shemin. Viashmin Lechol Ein Bila, if we just said, Lechol Ein Bila, have Amina Hosel Karab Balan Svirle. That it'll hold by the case of the Pula Mitzri, if you mix it together, it's problematic. So Kamash Vila, no, Allah Kishim Mizuri, Pasuk Kishim Mizuri, it's no problem if you mix those together, those Pula Mitzri together. V'yashvina Hani Tarti, but if you say these two, it's a Kasha, having a Kasha Shmuel Shmuel. On one hand he says, yes, Bila, that's why it's Mutter. On the other hand he says, Ein Bila. Kamash Vila, we need a third Memra, that says, Hakol Ha'ilich Ach Gemar Peri. Everything goes after Gemar Peri, and that's Pshat why Pasuk Kishim Mizuri, because you go Basa Lakita, and the Lakita were always in the same year. That's why you can take off Chumas and Maestros from this pile. If you just said the halacha of going after Gemar Peri, have Amina fill Tvu Vezesim Nami. Maybe he's saying that even Tvu Vezesim, which we know go after Ashlish, he's saying it goes after Gemar Peri. Kamas Velon, halacha Kershim and Shazuri, B'mai de Pligi. That's why he said a different time, we pass Shim Shazuri. It means in the area where Shim Shazuri argues, which is what? By Kitnius, that is where I say you go after Gemar Peri. But not in all things, not all items, not all produce, and all fruits and vegetables and tvua, only by Shim Shazuri's case, by the thing that he argues about. So that's what we need, the membra, halacha Kershim and Shazuri. Why don't you say both things? Say the din of halacha Kershim Mizuri and the din of Gemar Peri. So you know, all he means to say is Gemar Peri by Kitnius. And you know already, then he holds of Ein Bila. Why? Because why does he have to say Gemar Peri? Typically, that's Yash Bila. So he knows all Ein Bila. So why do you need a member of Ein Bila? Why do you need a member of Ein Bila? Because you know he holds Ein Bila. HaKamash Malon, the Gemara answers, because we need that member to teach us that Yayim Hashem and Yesh Bila. Teach us Yayim Hashem and Yesh Bila. So we need all three members of Shmuel. We need the member of Halacha Kershim Shazuri to say that is where Shmuel's Halacha Gemar Peri is. You need Gemar Peri to say that Halacha Kershim Shazuri is not because of Yesh Bila. And you need that Cholayim Bila just to tell us that Yayim Hashem have Bila. That's we need all three members of Shmuel.